This news report is brought to you by Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call. Frederick County is turning a profit on its contract with the federal government to house detainees for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Sheriff's Office receives $83 per inmate per day to house immigration detainees at the county jail. A county audit found that the cost of housing the inmates is anywhere between $21 to $53 per day, depending on how the costs are calculated. A father who died along with four daughters in a Delaware highway crash was a native of the Philippines who served in the Navy and settled in New Jersey to raise his family. Delaware State Police on Sunday identified the father killed in Friday's crash as 61-year-old Audie Trinidad of Teaneck, New Jersey. His four daughters died in the accident as well. Caitlin, who was 20, Dana, who was 17, and Melissa and Addison, who were 13-year-old twins. Their mother was the only survivor. And former Miss America winners and state pageant officials are split over the leadership and direction of the organization, which was rocked by a 2017 email scandal and led to the resignations of its top leaders. Representatives from 22 state pageants have signed a petition calling for the resignation of the new Miss America board, including Chairwoman Gretchen Carlson and President and CEO Regina Hopper. But in a letter to the newspaper, 30 former Miss Americas say they fully support Carlson, who was Miss America 1989, and the new board members. I'm Diana Gibson. I'm at Maryland's News Station 930 WFMD.